the Astros and the Phillies from Citizens Bank Park on Monday. We pick it up in the top of the second. Game is scoreless, but not for much longer.
McCann high and deep to right field. We talked about him liking this building. He just leaves the yard. Home run, Brian McCann.
2-1. And Bregman drives this one pretty deep to right center field. Williams is going back, so is Herrera. And that ball is gone. Back-to-back jacks for the Astros.
And George Springer has left the game, Blummer.
Yeah, we showed the replay of him slipping on that Joseph double in left center. And he has left this game with left quad discomfort.
The pitch to Altuve is wrapped into left center field. That's a base hit. McCann will score. They're going to send Bregman, and he'll make it easily. No throw as Altuve knocks in a pair. This is a broken bat, shallow fly ball to center field. That's going to dunk in there. Altuve is going to score. Reddick races to third. Beltran hits one up the middle. That's a base hit. It squeaks through over the diving glove of Hernandez. Two runs will score. The throw at third base, not in time. Two-run single.
Astros demolish the Phillies 13-4. Jose Altuve extends his career-long hitting streak to 16 games. He's now batting a ridiculous .528 during that stretch. A rain delay pushing 2 hours made for a very long, wet night of baseball at Citizens Bank Park on Monday. But when it was all said and done, things turned out the way they usually do for the Astros with another win. Here is Houston skipper A.J. Hinch sharing his thoughts on a 13-4 victory over the Phillies.
We were waiting, and then it's amazing what a two-out hit will do for you. I mean, Altuve gets the two-out hit after, you know, Bregman obviously had probably the weirdest at-bat of the year now after Springer's rain delay at-bat in Minnesota. So something about rain delays, we come out swinging. But Altuve's two-out hit, and that just ignited a big inning for us, and it happens fast with this team. And we get a couple hits in a row, and something good happens. So longer delay than we expected based on the forecast, but certainly served us well.
You've seen Altuve do a lot of things in 3 years. Is this a new extreme in this series and stretch?
I mean, there's not another level. So I mean, this is the biggest level in the league in the world. So there's not a super big league. So this guy continues to be amazing. I mean, I don't know how else to describe him. I mean, it's line to line, it's home runs, it's multiple hits, it's walks when he needs it. You know, he's every bit the MVP candidate that he looks like, and he ignites us on so many levels on this team, and on a team full of guys that are really performing, he's standing out.
What do you see your offense do that after a long rain delay? Just really to come out there and just jump at it. What does that say about the guys' makeup?
Yeah, no, I mean we've check the numbers. We got a pretty good offense. I mean, we've been really good almost the entire season. Maybe a tough start at the beginning, but we will come at you for 9 innings, and I'm proud of the way they go about it. And I think that's the best characteristic we have is we have a ton of consistent at bats, and it shows up on nights like tonight.
How's Springer?
He's doing okay. He planted his foot on the spin throw in center field, and it caught in the grass, and he felt a little discomfort in his quad area. So I pulled him out. I knew the rain was coming. So the conditions weren't going to get any better. There's nothing to really be alarmed about. We're going to be very careful with them. We've got a couple decisions in the next couple days for an off day on Thursday. So, he was on the bench at the end of the game. He's moving around fine. He made the play at the end of that inning and looked fine. So it's day to day.
With a 4-for-4 night against the Phillies, Jose Altuve extended his career-long hitting streak to 16 games. During that streak, he's batting an unfathomable .528. Altuve spoke to the media after the Astros' 13-4 win against the Phillies.
I mean, sometimes, you get surprised when you get two for hits game, but I'm just trying to stay with my approach and try to get on base for the guys hitting behind me. I think this is a really good team that deserves you to go like that and play 100% every day, and that's what I'm trying to do, and not trying to just waste my bat. And, this is a team that encouraged each other to go out there and do what we're doing. So, thanks God, everything's been, going good for us.
What is the approach that's been working so well for you?
I can tell you because the other guys are going to probably see this interview and pitch me different. See the ball and hit the ball.
Do you he took you out of the game. I know you still haven't had a five-hit game, and you still feel that's coming at some point?
Yes, but, you know, we have a very smart manager, and he, like I said, he let us go out there and play, but he does something when he thinks he has to do it. And, you know, I don't like to argue with him because he's doing his job. And obviously we've been playing really good all season long, and we have really good communication between coaches and player. And if he thinks that a couple players need to get out of the game, it's because that's what is going to happen.
How big was it coming out of the rain delay? That you had two outs. You go up there with two strikes. You get that hit, it sort of opened
things
up.
Yeah, I think that was a get us going. You know, the rain delay for, I don't know, 2 hours. And then Bregman, the first pitch, hit a double. That's, you know, that kind of like, wow, wake up, you know, like everything. And now we get going and we put some really good at-bats together. And, you know, I love the way that these guys play today, and we've been playing every day.
What'd you do during the delay?
Play cards. A little bit for fun.
Did you win?
No, 1-1.
Brad Peacock was knocked out of Monday's game after only 3 innings, but not due to ineffectiveness, but rather a rain delay pushing nearly 2 hours. For the night, Peacock settled for a no decision, turning in 3 innings of one-run ball with 4 Ks along the way. Peacock shared his thoughts after the game.
You know, Joe came in and really picked up the bullpen for sure.
Congrats on your first major league hit.
Oh, that's awesome. Been waiting a long time for that.
How'd you get it done out there?
Huh?
How'd you get it done?
Swung at the first pitch. Kind of knew he was probably going to throw a fastball. Just closed my eyes and swung.
What's the thrill of that? You said you've been waiting a long time. You're in the American League now. It seems like you're not going to get many chances.
Yeah. I think I have, 13 at-bats and 11 strikeouts. So just glad I put the barrel on it and got a hit.
What are you going to do with the ball?
Oh, it's going in my little trophy room for sure.
After that long rain delay knocked starter Brad Peacock from the ball game, on came Joe Musgrove, and he earned his 5th win of the season by tossing 3 scoreless innings and striking out 3. Here is Musgrove sharing his thoughts after the Astros' 13-4 win.
Yeah, you know, we stayed out in the bullpen during the delay, so sitting out there and just watching the rain come in and how long we were out there, we figured that, you know, P wouldn't be able to go back out. So it's tough. He was throwing the ball really well, so we would like to see him go longer, but I kind of knew I was going to be a long man in that situation. So I was trying to stay loose but also prepare a little bit during that rain delay, and felt like I had plenty of time to get my mind right and get my body right.
What did you guys do out there for 90 minutes?
We had all kinds of stuff going on, interacting with the fans a little bit. There's a lot of Houston fans here. It was really cool to see everyone that came out, you know, so played with them a little bit, and then telling stories, telling jokes, and, you know, just hanging out in the cover. So, coming in, I felt really good, you know. I'm starting to get used to that bullpen role, but I'm having fun out there. I mean, I like getting to lace up my cleats every day and feel like I have a chance to, you know, help out the team every day. So I just kind of wait for my name to be called and go out there and compete.
The Astros sent Charlie Morton to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by Nick Pivetta.